You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 25. And yes, I'm Anne-Marie Cross, your host, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, my guest today says you are one decision away from the success you desire. Why stop now? As well as your story is your life's blueprint or fingerprint. Bless the lives of others with it. And blessing us today with her story and insights is Jessica Hansen. Jessica is a certified life, business and success coach, turning chaos and into order and creating resilience. Now, she's a mother, as you would have heard her say, of four kids, 20 chickens, two dogs. She's a nature lover, a book devourer, chronic student, an overzealous volunteer in the community. She is super passionate about helping women succeed with their individual dreams, and she helps them with strategy and automation, particularly around their business, to make it run on autopilot. She's commonly known as the systems magician because she creates magic formulas to end business overwhelm. I'm sure all of us in business would like some more of those automations. Now, on today's show, Jessica's specifically going to share why it's so important not to give up. If you keep going, you'll be surprised where you end up and what you can actually accomplish. She'll also be sharing with us why it's important to make the decision, any decision, and whatever you're struggling with right now that's stopping you in your tracks, just decide. There are no decisions set in stone. We're going to be diving into that today, as well as you'll know when you're doing the work God has planned for you. Things will almost happen effortlessly. The connections you need will appear in front of your face and the solutions in plain sight to your problems. So can't wait to share more about that too. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you. What an amazing introduction. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Wow. We said, as you in your bio, four children, 20 chickens, two dogs. That's a lot of managing and juggling going on there for you.
Yes, it is. But I love every second of it. We need to be surrounded by life.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. So whereabouts do you live? Are you on a farm or you just love lots of chickens around you?
We live rural, even though it's not exactly a farm. So we live outside of town. Yeah. We live in Oregon in the U.S., and it's on about 5 acres. I think you you know acres in Australia, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't need to convert that. So we have 2 10-by-10 chicken run areas and a big chicken coop, and almost a half acre, maybe a little more than a half acre of garden beds that we grow all kinds of stuff in.
Yeah.
So
I love that. And why I asked about, you know, whether, because some people just love to have fresh eggs because you can taste the difference. I grew up on a farmlet. We called a farmlet. We didn't have 5 acres. I think we had about 3. And then there was some government owned land that ran quite close to us. So we were allowed, we had permission to use that for our horses too. But we had chickens and sheep and, you know, cows and horses, all that good stuff. And I remember as a child, I was 10 when I moved there, we had chickens too, and we had ferrets that lived around in the area, and my sister and I would cry every time a chicken died. Now, on a farm, animals unfortunately die all the time, so we were crying, you know, when we first moved there every second day, and it was like, all right, we need to grow some resilience. This happens on a farm, but there's something so special about growing up on a farm, living on a farm, nature, growing your own vegetables. My parents love to do that as well. There's something special about that, isn't it?
Yeah, so I just love to be outside. My kids call me a hippie, even though I don't really believe them. I just like to be out there digging in the dirt. I mean, I find a lot of peace out there. You know, digging in the garden and, you know, just watching the chickens milling around, you know, yes. they don't ever do anything that interesting, but it's just fun to see them milling around.
Yeah,
so. Absolutely. And yes, the eggs are to die for.
Yes. There's something, unless you've had fresh eggs from chickens that can roam free and are not caged, the yolk is a real deep yellow, isn't it? And it just tastes divine. So quite different. If you haven't had one, you need to go out and get some as soon as you can. Let's dive in. We were talking about business and often things, I mean, even in life, things can get really tough. But in business too, there are a lot of challenges and problems and issues that can arise. And so easy for us to go, you know what, I've done with this business stuff. But you say, don't give up. If you keep going, you'll be surprised where you end up and what you actually can accomplish. Share more.
Absolutely. So we're all familiar with those, the graphics, the memes that you see, you know, the guy digging in the hole, right? Mm-hmm. And one guy's turning around and the other one, they're just like a little tiny bit more is the bank vault, right?
Yes.
And it's so true. It is so true, because if you think you're doing something and you're putting your whole heart into it, mm-hmm. that rock bottom where you are just almost going to give up, that is right at your breakthrough.
Yes.
And that is like the worst time for you to actually just throw in the towel, because it means that you are so close. And it's like a trial, right? It's just, this is making you stronger so that next time you can recognize, okay, I'm bottoming out again, but this too shall pass, right? And you can go forward with it and not be scared of it anymore.
Yes.
Just know and trust, right, that there is something on the other side of it for you. And that's just what I want people to know is, you know, we all go through it. Even the people that look like they don't, we all have those days where we're like, oh, I'm just going to quit. I just want to throw everything away. I'm just going to go, you know, play in the garden the rest of my life. I don't want to do this anymore. But that's just not what we're here to do.
It's so important. I think
not giving it, we're just showing people. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And we just shared with everyone who's listening on Facebook Live and in the audio later. There's a little bit of a lag, so apologies if we cross over. It's so important, I was going to say, Jessica, but wouldn't it be great if we had an indication that we were that close. Sometimes it's having that faith to continue going with, you know, the purpose and the calling that we believe that God has in our business. If you're talking to some of your clients and maybe they have been, you know, continuing the journey and trying again and having building that resilience, what would you say to someone who's listening today or watching today and has said, you know what, I get that. But I have been at this for many, many years, and I really do feel like walking away. What are some practical things, perhaps that you've seen work with your clients, or maybe even in your own life, that you were at that stage, but you didn't, and you did something, and then there was just, you know, through that, an incredible opportunity that came because you remained true and consistent and had that commitment?
Right. So I really, really recommend praying for inspiration because when you get the inspiration to try something and then you go do it, that could be your next thing, or it could be the thing that you have to do in order to put you one step closer, you know, and you don't know. That's part of having faith, right? Is the fact that you can't see how much of that tunnel is left, but the fact that you pray for the inspiration and you do the action, you know, that take that inspired action, that is what is moving you forward. And that's what you need to focus on. You know, keep that end state goal in your mind. Mm-hmm. Don't lose sight of what it is you're trying to accomplish, but celebrate those little pieces.
Yes.
You're like, you know what? Heavenly Father told me today that I needed to reach out to this person, and I don't understand or know why, because they didn't tell me what my contact, you know, meant to them. But just celebrate the fact that you took that action, you followed what he told you to do today, and that you will be rewarded for that in the end.
Yeah.
And that's really one of the things that I really have people focus on just remembering to sell, you know, take that time to celebrate that you did do what you were asked to do and that you are continuing on the journey. And some days you do just need to take a break and that's okay. Sometimes you just need to go take a walk in the woods or on the beach, wherever your inspired place is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need to take that and just create that space so that the inspiration and the creativity and everything can then flow back into your head. Mm. And walking away gives your subconscious so much room to process all of the things that you have been stressing about and not allowing yourself to go through when you walk away from it for, you know, even just 5 minutes, you know, go meditate or something, but taking that break, praying about it, taking the action and then celebrating it that you are on track.
So important. And I think for most of us, what we end up doing is we try and busy ourselves and we throw ourselves into our work or we change focus a little bit. But it's a great reminder to stay true on the track that we are working on. Because I can look at that in my life too, across my business. There were certain business ideas. Now, I should have, you know, stayed a little bit longer in those, but I'm one of those people. I am an adventurer by heart. It's also my brand archetype, adventurous. So we can get there, get things into action and get it all prepared. And then it's like, oh, okay, on to the next. Luckily for me, it fit under the one umbrella. But for some businesses, if they're completely different, you can confuse your clients. And sometimes it's stepping back and also looking, are there some things that I can be doing differently around my marketing, around how I'm positioning myself? So, but the reminder, of course, is not to give up, not to walk away, but to remain true to this. Something else that I know as business owners that we can struggle with sometimes is making a decision, especially if there are a number of things that we can decide on or not decide on or a crossroads. How can we help us with some insights to make that a little bit more strategic for us so we can do that with confidence and not kind of with a little bit of doubt there too? What can you share?
Sure. What I find is a lot of entrepreneurs, when they have all of these decisions in front of them, they all feel good, right? Mm. They're all things that could take you on the right path. And the thing to remember is not to get stuck in that analysis, right? Yes. We talk about analysis paralysis, but yet we fail to recognize it in ourselves so often that we sometimes need to sit down and say, okay, I've been thinking about this decision for 3 days now, and ultimately it's not going to matter because if I start on one path, I can change my path if I decide this isn't exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, is nothing is set in stone. You know, there's no guarantees on anything in life except, you know, that we'll die. But right, death and taxes.
Yeah, death and taxes joke, is what right? I say.
But I mean, other than that, you have, I mean, the world is so open to you. And the important thing is to make a decision and stopping yourself from moving forward on some path, any path. And then, you know, if you get half a mile into it or a kilometer into it and you go, this isn't quite what I thought it was going to be, you are free to change your mind. And that is absolutely okay. And we have to not be stuck in this, I have to make the right choice every time, all the time. Because it's not truth. That's just our own, you know, our own anxieties and, you know, just it's us getting in our own way.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what that is such a great reminder of is you're talking about the steps that we need to take in order to see our vision and our mission fulfilled, the goals that we set in our business. I think what that's such a great reminder, and often as businesses, what we don't do is we don't get clear on that solid vision. What is it that we're working towards? What is our mission? What's our purpose? And have we clearly defined what that is. Because then what you say, how we get there may change. And I think as business owners, it's very important for us to monitor and track what's going on. You know, when we're talking about our marketing and other things, and there may be things that we do that we go, oh, okay, that didn't quite work out how I expected, or look, I don't really enjoy doing that. That's okay. We can change. But what never changes is what we're heading towards. It's just the steps that we're taking will change. I think that's important, isn't it? That how we get there may very well change. It probably will, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I coach my clients to be reviewing their mission and vision at least quarterly, if not monthly. I think at the beginning, it's important to do even more often if you're just starting out, even weekly, to keep it really fresh. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, even if I'm frustrated, even if it's hard, even if I don't know what to do, but keeping it in front of your face. And as we get farther into our business, we end up putting it a little bit farther away from the front of our face. But if we can go every quarter, and like you said, look at all the metrics, look at our performance indicators, look at the numbers. Are we on track for what we see ourselves doing? We've got to be looking at that. And then we look back and go, okay, so I started blogging and maybe I'm not loving writing. So I'm going to go try podcasting this next quarter. That's okay. As long as you say my mission is still the core of who I am, the core of my business is, you know, fill in the blank there. As long as that stays true, it doesn't really matter. And like I said, you're totally free to make a different decision and turn a corner.
Yes.
And that's what we forget. We get so stuck in that rut, right? We have to do it. So-and-so said we have to do it a certain way. And that's not true. You have to have a pattern, because if you don't have a pattern and do it for a period of time, you don't know if it's working or not. In marketing and things like that, you do know if you start writing and you don't like writing.
Yes.
You know, that's the kind
that blank page will just burn a hole in your mind, won't it?
But if you're doing something more, you know, like Facebook ads or, you know, Google AdWords, you have to let it run for a period of time and then say, okay, that investment is or is not meeting the goals and I need to modify what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But always keeping in mind, you know, doing something, even if it's not perfect, is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So
I love the way, I love the way that you reminded us that there's a pattern, because unless we run it for a certain time, we can't then dive in and monitor and measure and that kind of thing. And then it reminds us that sometimes as business owners, as entrepreneurs, what can happen is we chase that shiny object. Oh, I have to do podcasting. Oh, I need to do blogs. Oh, I need to do Facebook Lives. And sometimes we can go from not doing enough to doing way too much, and it's just overwhelming us. Speak a little bit about this and bring in some of, because you're obviously, as we've said earlier, an expert in really honing in on systems. It's so important, because if we don't automate things, if we're carrying everything and juggling all the, you know, balls in the air as business owners with all the things that we need to do, they will come crushing down. So what advice do you have for us around that, juggling too many balls, the shiny bright object, and not having systems in place?
So the very first thing, and this is the absolute golden nugget here, if you want to take something away that's worth its weight in gold, is figure out what it is you're actually doing every day, because most often we're not doing what we think we're doing. And if you take a few days, if all of your days look the same, you can do this for 2 or 3 days. But if you have, you know, varied routines, you're going to want to do this for about a week. But literally write down all the things you're doing in the order that you're doing them. Because what you'll find is, I think I'm only on Facebook for 20 minutes when really it's been an hour. Or I think I'm writing my blog today, but actually I didn't get to it for, you know, 3 extra days. And so now I'm behind on something else. And it's so just, it brings it all to the surface, exactly what it is that you're doing. And once you find those things that you're doing over and over and over, that's when you can start automating things. Or some things can't be automated, but those things then you can delegate to someone else and do it so that you are more free to do that, that core piece, the passion, the reason for your business.
Yeah.
And so, that's really just the key thing is knowing exactly what you're doing and when you're doing it. Because if you have no idea, you can't create a system.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. You know, one of the things that I do is I continuously monitor. It's almost like having an oversight over what I'm doing. And if I start to feel a little bit anxious, like, oh, okay, my time is, and I'll give you an example, then I know I've either got to delegate it or automate it, or just let it go. And of course, we've now started this daily podcast with the Christian Entrepreneurs show. And at the moment, I mean, I've got a team who schedules everything and gets it up once it's published, but everything before that was on my shoulders. And so I realize that my best use of time, I can't hire someone to do the interviews because they don't sound like me, they don't look like me. And this is what I love to do. I love to speak with people and help them share their brilliance and their story. So what I've now done is I've, you know, scheduled everything, or I've systemized it step by step. One of my team members is looking over. So she is going to, you know, contact it, take all of the guest profiles, get it all ready for me. And then once it's live, she'll then reconnect. Because I realize that if I can't do that all, otherwise, you know, I might as well 24/7, as well as all the other things. So it's monitoring, isn't it? And it's having that awareness. Where am I spending my time and what could I do? Automate it. Well, that can't be automated, unfortunately. To a degree it can, but you need to have systems and a team to work through. And sometimes it's just a matter of going through and chunking down your business, isn't it? What's happening in the finance area and the marketing and customer service and all of that, and just slowly putting systems in place. Yes,
right. Yeah. And another little thing that I like to do is I call it theme days. For example, for me, on Tuesday, every Tuesday, I make a point of going through the financial stuff and making sure everything's been paid and the money's where it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what receipts need to be tallied and put into QuickBooks and, you know, all of those things. But I find that if I make sure that I always am doing it in that pattern, in that routine, in that system, then it's not going to get overwhelming, because I find 6 months later, I haven't done it for 6 months and now I've got receipts coming out my ears. Because who hasn't done that? Yeah. Okay, who hasn't done that? Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be honest now. This is the entrepreneur, the Christian entrepreneur show. I love that. That's so important. Let's talk about this last point. I really love this as well. You say you'll know when you're doing the work God has planned for you. Things will almost happen effortlessly. The connections you need appear in front of your face. The solutions in plain sight. How can you share some insights around that?
Probably for me, my biggest example, and I won't give you too much detail because I could probably talk for 3 hours on this, but for a long time, I wasn't comfortable sharing my story of how I got here because it's a long and painful and ugly thing. But I connected with a woman, and to be honest, I don't even remember how I connected, and she has been able to bring me out of my shell. And now at this point, I can get on stage and share it as a motivational speaker. So within 6 months, I connected with her seemingly randomly, but there's no coincidence, right? There's no coincidence. I ended up connecting with her. I've met her in person multiple times. And every time I call her and I'm like, hey, I just had this idea. And she's like, oh, I just got out of a meeting and we just talked about this an hour ago.
Wow.
And that's how you know that you were exactly on the right path, because you are coming up with things and they're not in your, I'm going to say, like, normal zone. For me, I have this movement that came out of nowhere, the I Am Resilient movement. I don't know if I mentioned it in there. It's still such a baby, but it's going to be this art show, this tour, a huge inspiring thing. And I'm not an artist. And I'm looking at this going, where did this come from, right? Because it's not my idea. I was given that idea. I was inspired with it by God because he knew at this point, this is what I needed to do to further my journey or to further someone else's journey. We don't ever really know exactly why we're doing it, but just that it's the right time. I'm absolutely capable of doing it. And now is when I need to do it, and specifically me. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, that's the whole thing, is you just get these ideas and you're like, where is this coming from? I've never, ever wanted to be on stage before. I hate public speaking. But no, you wake up one morning and there's that thought in your head, I need to learn how to public speak.
Yeah. Yes.
Who are you talking to, right?
You're knocking on the wrong door. I mean, that's exactly what Moses said too, wasn't it, in the burning bush. And you need to go and speak to the people. I think he stuttered, didn't he? He said, who am I to speak? But you know
exactly.
What I think.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I sort of likened it also to Noah building the ark, right? Yes. In the middle of a field. What do I need to build a boat for? And here's me going, an art show? What do I need to build an art show for? This doesn't make any sense. Wow. But I know that I've been asked to do this. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I will accept it and go do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it's sure going to be a journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're in the process then of developing that out and getting the steps into place?
Yeah, I barely even have a page on my website about it. Yeah. So I'm collecting stories from women, what their interpretation or what inspires them about resilience. Mm. And this is going to be the basis for this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be so big. I wish I could even speak to what is in my head, but
it's still evolving. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, how absolutely. Do you even, you know, yeah. put some words on big, big things, right? Yeah.
Amazing. What I love about that too is that the women that you would work with, and you may work with men too, but they're business owners. And so I think resilience is very important to have in business, because failure happens, you know, the F word we don't like to speak about. But you know what? Failure really is an indication that, well, you know, the steps that you took, they are not the best steps. So how about let's tweak it? Let's take a step back. What can we do so that next time the outcome is far more what you were hoping for? And so I think we need to build that resilience muscle. So that project that you're taking on, I think really fits beautifully under the work that you do, because, you know, as you continue to speak and bring and share stories about these women who have built resilience through their stories, I think that can inspire and empower other women to go, you know what, if she's gone through that and I can quite resonate with that story, if she can do it, maybe it's possible for me too. I think planting sometimes that seed of hope and possibility, which is my underpinning, that's my inner brilliance, that's what I'm all about, is inspiring hope and possibility. Because without hope and without even the thought that maybe it's possible for me, people are not going to step up and go, you know what, I'm going to give it a good crack. You know, I'm going to give it a good. So I can really see how exciting that is, and really fits under, you know, the umbrella of work that you do. What would you say to someone then who has traveled the path of, you know, the journey, if you will, of entrepreneurship, yet she has been struggling? And what can you share some insights around resilience, what she could start to do just to give herself that hope that maybe it's possible for her too?
So I really like to go inside, really dig into ourselves and say, all right, let me sit down and figure out what's really bothering me. Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that I'm failing, or is there something else? You know, am I worried that somebody else is going to be concerned with what I'm doing, or I'm not doing my best, or, you know, really get in touch with what is that core problem? Because that's what you're going to need to solve. And then when you solve that, you're going to have more resilience elsewhere. And that's the whole thing, is recognizing that it's not the outside. Okay. It's not what's going on around you. Yes. That's actually the problem. It's how you're dealing with it. And if you can grow that inner strength to know that whatever I do, no matter what goes wrong, you know what, I'm still going to wake up tomorrow and that's okay. But that's what resilience is, this is not going to stop me. And I've already decided in my own head that this is not going to stop me, even if it's hard, even if it sucks, even if I lose a lot of money, you know, or even if I think this is life shattering, but over there, she had something way worse happen, because we all have different tolerance and we have that that self-judging, right? Yeah. That is the piece that kills us, that mean girl in our head. Mm-hmm. That is who we have to tell, go away. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me. I have a wall.
You are
I
not
can't
welcome
hear you.
Anymore. Talk to the hand. Exactly. Actually, don't talk to the hand. Just get out.
Get thee hence. Exactly. But, you know, that's the piece. We just have to stop judging ourselves and know that we're still going to wake up tomorrow and we are strong and we are going to get over it.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. That little piece, that little decision, right? Mm-hmm. I decided this is not going to get me down.
Yeah.
Sounds
it's
simple,
huge,
right?
Isn't it? It does. It sounds really simple. There's a couple of really incredible insights around that. Number one is that often we think that we're the only ones that experience that. But when we start to strip the layers back, we realize that we all in some shape, way or form experience that. And no matter how you progress in your career, you know, the next level and the next, there is always that kind of, oh, who am I kind of thing. But we realize, especially as Christians, that, you know, what we're doing is really a calling. There's really a purpose. And there's someone that's much bigger than us, with a strength and with knowledge, insight, foresight, oversight, the whole sight that is really batting for us. And so we don't need to lean on our own strengths. And in actual fact, I said, you know, he will make our weaknesses strength. We strengthen him. So that's in itself is fantastic. But also realizing that, you know, each and every one of us has gone through our trials and challenges. And so often that's one of the reasons why I like to, you know, for people to share where they've been, the struggles that they've had, because I think often we can talk about the successes and where someone is now, and we can sometimes in our thinking, and I know I've been there, think, oh, well, that only took so long, you know, all the overnight successes, which, you know what, not at all, because there's the work, the progression, the heartache, the tears, often the years and the tears that they put behind to get them to a place where they are now. And when we remind ourselves of that, that's when we can say, you know what, tomorrow is a new day, new beginning. I'm picking myself up, dusting myself off. I know what I need to do. And when we commit that to prayer, and as we're told, you know, in the Bible, seek first the kingdom of God and
exactly.
You know, and then what we desire will be given to us. Obviously, it has to be his will, of course. But when we keep connected to him and leaning into him, he will show us the way. Jessica, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. I think this is such an important topic, a great reminder for all of us, no matter what level, what stage we are at in our business. You know, to get us through to that next one, we have our own challenges. And so how can people find out more about the work that you do?
Well, you can find me. I'm on all the social media everywhere. I am under The Jessica Hansen. So you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Pinterest. You can find me on the web at thejessicahansen.com. Feel free to look me up. I'm just a email away.
Fantastic. We'll put all of those details, of course, on our show notes. And for those of you, and I say this all the time because there might be some people who have just stumbled across the show, if you listen to the audio podcast, we recorded this via video too. So pop onto the show notes at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE25 and you'll be able to watch Jessica share her insights with us. We'll put all of the details and the links to be able to connect with Jessica as well. And you can find out more on those show notes. And also what we've done is we made it really simple. We've got a number of different shows, but if you want to subscribe to the show, if you haven't already done so, which means that each and every day, this is a daily show, that you want to be inspired, particularly, you know, from hearing some advice and insights and just some faith journeys from other Christian entrepreneurs, go to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/subscribe and you'll be able to do that. You'll see some other shows that we have there too. Jessica, before we go, what I'm doing is I'm just saying a blessing for all of the guests today. May I do that for you as well?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so
Fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic. Father, we just want to thank you for the time that we have spent with Jessica today, talking about resilience, talking about how important it is to stay strong, not to give up, and, you know, some strategies on how to make a decision. Lord, as we're building our businesses and growing them so that they are kingdom focused, that we bring glory to you in the way that we run our business with our team, if we've got team, with our staff, and of course with our clients, that we can be through our attitude, our approaches, our interactions, our actions, the ambassadors for Jesus. So we uplift your name and bring glory to your name. Father, can I take this moment to ask for your continued blessing on Jessica and her business and her clients and, of course, her family, that you will continue to guide her and bless her as she brings your word, but also her talents, her gifts, her skills to support her clients. We also pray for your continued blessing and insight and direction into this incredible project that Jessica's embarking on about bringing stories of women and their resilience. Will you continue to give her direction, give her strength so that she can bring this to fruition and that your will can be done in that? And of course, that is to impart and be a blessing to women who need to hear that message. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been my blessing to be able to be blessed by the words and story that you shared today.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been amazing.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.